I'm Max Pringle with these news headlines. President Trump's impeachment has opened in the U.S. Senate. Trump is charged with withholding approved military aid to Ukraine to pressure that country to investigate a political rival and with obstructing the House investigation into it. KPFA's Kate Eder reports.
The seven House managers, including Congressman Adam Schiff, will prosecute the case in the Senate.
Wherefore, President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law.
Opening arguments in the trial will begin next Tuesday. The Senate will need to pass a resolution dictating the rules for the trial before opening arguments begin. Most likely, each side will have 24 hours to make their case, spaced out over several days. Senators will then have 16 hours, again spaced over several days, where they can submit questions to both sides. This is how the process worked during Bill Clinton's impeachment trial in 1999. It's unclear exactly how long the impeachment trial will last. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Eda.
Iran's supreme leader lashed out at Western powers during Friday prayers in Tehran. It's the first time he's led prayers in 8 years. He dismissed what he called American clowns, who he said pretend to support the Iranian nation but want to stick their poison dagger into its back. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei used his rare appearance at the weekly prayers to say Iran would not bow to U.S. pressure after months of crushing sanctions and a series of recent crises, from the killing of a top Iranian general to the accidental shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger plane. Khamenei called Britain, France, and Germany enemies who could not be trusted. The European powers have been trying to convince Iran to remain in the nuclear deal it agreed to in 2015. His translated remarks were broadcast on Al Jazeera.
They are deceitful in their negotiations with us. A steel hand in a velvet glove. They can't be trusted. We have no problem with talks, but not with the U.S.
Tensions between Iran and the United States have steadily escalated since President Trump withdrew from the nuclear accord, which had imposed restrictions on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of international sanctions. Iran withdrew from the agreement following a U.S. drone strike that killed top General Qasem Soleimani earlier this month. The U.S. military said today that several soldiers were screened for concussions and sent to Germany for medical treatment as a result of an Iranian missile attack at U.S. bases in Iraq done in response to the U.S. killing of an Iranian commander. As Iran braced for a counterattack, the Revolutionary Guard shot down a passenger plane shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport last week, mistaking it for a U.S. cruise missile. Most of those killed were Iranians. Researchers meeting in Paris said Thursday that wildfires around the world are surging in number, size, strength, and destruction, driven partly by global warming, while ever more people and their homes lie in the path of danger. Fire experts said cutting fire losses and risks is proving to be a gargantuan task, not least because communities, whether in Australia or California, like to live near forests and have so far have been little deterred by the growing threat. That's presenting a host of challenges, from insurers suffering increasingly crippling losses to firefighting managers who have to decide where to deploy limited resources. Nowhere has the problem been more evident than in Australia, where wildfires, many out of control in the hottest and driest year on record, have burned through every state in the last 2 months. The blazes have now consumed 42 million acres, about 2,800 homes, and killed 28 people. Hospital giant Kaiser Permanente today pledged $25 million to a new California state fund aimed at getting people off the streets. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order last week creating what he proposes to be a $750 million fund that providers could use to pay rents, subsidize affordable housing, or help board and care homes. Kaiser said its donation is one of the first of its kind from the private sector. In a statement, the Oakland-based nonprofit hospital chain said safe and stable housing is key to a person's physical, mental, and social health. Governor Gavin Newsom wrapped up his week-long homelessness tour of the state Thursday in Oakland, and as Christopher Martinez reports, the governor previewed trailers he plans to use to house homeless families.
At the beginning of January, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expedite the use of public land to help expand homeless programs, along with a challenge to cities and counties to partner with the state.
Right here in Oakland and Alameda, $38 million will be distributed in real time to meet this crisis head on. And some $19.7 million is available today, immediately, for the city of Oakland.
The Oakland event showed off more than a dozen former FEMA trailers that will be used to house homeless youths and families. Governor Newsom says the Oakland trailers are just a start, with action needed at all levels of government, including the federal government. Newsom's executive order sets a January 31st deadline to make state properties available as housing options for the homeless. His homelessness proposals in the state budget will be considered by lawmakers as they debate the budget for the next fiscal year. Reporting from Oakland, I'm Christopher Martinez.
I'm Max Pringle. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.